When blue e-cigs launched back in 2009, demand was immediate and intense. But blue co-founder Jason Healey worried the company wouldn't be around longer than a few years. Federal regulators were training a skeptical eye on e-cigs, and public health groups were calling for a ban. Healy's outlook is markedly different today with Blue's acquisition by tobacco giant Lorillard.
We're very secure and certain of our future.
It helps that the FDA last year decided to regulate electronic cigarettes as tobacco products rather than drug delivery devices, which fall under stricter rules. But that also led to an explosion of e-cig makers. Blue has managed to maintain a spot near the front of the pack, which is a big reason for the Lorillard acquisition. In the process, Lorillard becomes the first major U.S. tobacco company to offer an electronic cigarette. Lorillard CEO Murray Kessler called the $135 million cash deal relatively modest in a call with investors.
I view this more as a meaningful R&D investment to unlock a potentially large long-term growth opportunity.
U.S. sales of e-cigarettes and accessories are estimated between $250 and $500 million. Blue will be a subsidiary of Lorillard and remain headquartered in Charlotte. Jason Healey hopes the tobacco giant's deep pockets and long experience working with regulators will help Blue innovate more quickly.
We've still got the same battles. We've just got, you know, better tools now.
And Blue gives Lorillard a seat at the table as the FDA looks to further regulate a lucrative emerging market. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.